One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Real ghost stories from real people. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
There are certain stories that grip us not because of what we know, but because of the questions they leave unanswered. They linger in the mind, planting seeds of doubt about what's real and what lies just beyond the veil of understanding. Tonight we explore one such account, a tale that begins innocently enough, but soon spirals into a chilling, lifelong haunting. It's the story of a young woman whose life has been shadowed by an unrelenting presence, a man she cannot name, a face she cannot fully see. From fleeting glimpses as a child to unexplainable encounters as an adult, this figure seems determined to follow her, leaving behind more questions than answers. Is he protecting her? Is he trying to warn her? Or is he simply tethered to her life for reasons she'll never understand? This account isn't just about a ghostly figure lurking in the shadows. It's about the emotional and psychological toll of living with something you can't escape. Something that seems to know you better than you know yourself. And what happens when you're forced to confront the inexplicable, and when even the experts can't tell you why? Let's get to the letter. They write, "Dear Tony, I don't know where to begin. This has been happening for as long as I can remember, and I don't know what else to do. Maybe sharing my story with you will help me find some clarity, or at least make sense of the fear I've carried all my life. I've always been able to see spirits, faintly at first, but as I got older, their presence became harder to ignore. It all started when I was around 6 or 7 years old. At the time, I was living in Portsmouth with my mother, father, and 2 brothers. Even then, I felt like I was being watched. It wasn't just the kind of feeling you get when someone's in the same room. It was sharper, heavier, like a pair of eyes drilling into me from across the space. It wasn't long before I began to actually see him. He wasn't solid, more like a shadow or a faint outline of a man. He would stand at the end of my bed, motionless, staring. Even though I couldn't see his face, I knew he was watching me. And with him came this strange mixture of feelings, anger, fear, and something else I couldn't quite place. One night, I decided to test him. I frowned at him, defying the fear that bubbled up inside me. The head of my bed was beneath a window ledge where my dad had left an old curtain pole, a long, thin, metal one. As I glared at the figure, he began to move toward me. My courage vanished, and I dove under the covers, trembling. Just as I peeked out, the curtain pole dropped directly onto my head. He was gone. When I told my parents, they said they had heard heavy footsteps coming from my room that night. They even admitted they'd tried to get rid of him before, but never told me why. I was too young to ask questions, and honestly, I didn't want to know the answers. Years later, my parents divorced. My brothers and I stayed with my mother for a while before I moved in with my dad. I thought maybe the man would stay behind, that maybe he was tied to that old house, but he didn't. Even though I could no longer see him, I could feel him. His presence was different, less visual, more physical. He'd pace around my room when I wasn't there, his footsteps so loud they echoed through the house. My dad heard them too, though he never said much about it. As I got older, his presence became harder to ignore. It was like he was always watching me, even when I couldn't see him. I started avoiding mirrors and windows, afraid I'd catch a glimpse of him staring back at me. It got to the point where I couldn't even get dressed without draping something over the mirror in my room. It sounds ridiculous now, but at the time it felt like the only way to protect myself. The first time I saw him again was at school during a PE class. We were doing yoga, lying on the floor with our eyes closed. I remember feeling it, his gaze, sharp and heavy. When I opened my eyes, he was there, a tall man with short, dark hair leaning over me. I couldn't see his face, but I knew it was him. I bolted upright, my heart pounding, but no one else seemed to notice. He was gone as quickly as he'd appeared. For years, I kept moving from one house to another, from one city to the next, but no matter where I went, he followed. In one shared house, the footsteps were louder than ever. They didn't just pace, they stomped. One night, it sounded like someone was jumping on the bed I had slept in, even though I wasn't in the room. I tried to ignore it, to pretend it wasn't happening, but the more I ignored him, the stronger he seemed to get. It felt like he was demanding my attention, though I had no idea why. No matter where I went, he was always there. It didn't matter if I was staying with family, friends, or even complete strangers, he followed me. There was one time, though, that still gives me chills. I was on holiday for a week and had asked my best friend to stay at my place while I was gone. I never told her about him. How could I? She would have thought I was crazy. But on the third night of my trip, she called me, her voice trembling. She said it felt like someone was standing at the end of my bed watching her. She described exactly what I had felt countless times before. I didn't know how to respond, but I knew he hadn't left me. He was just waiting. Eventually, life brought me back to Portsmouth. I stayed with family again, hoping for some sense of normalcy, but things only got worse. One night, the tapping started, first on the window, then the door, then the table. It was relentless. It didn't sound random either. It was deliberate, almost rhythmic, like someone trying to get my attention. The air in the room felt different that night, charged, heavy. My dog, who usually slept downstairs, wouldn't leave my side. He growled at the empty room, his hackles raised, and followed me everywhere, even forcing his way into the bathroom when I tried to shut the door. I couldn't even blame him. I felt it too, like something was closing in. Then came the physical sensations. I felt a hand stroking my face, then another brushing against my hand. It was so real that my skin crawled, and the whole time the tapping never stopped. Even the television seemed affected. It kept muting itself without explanation. I stayed up all night, too afraid to close my eyes. Desperate for answers, I began seeking help. I didn't tell anyone my story outright. I wanted to see if they could sense it without me saying anything, and they did. One woman, during an aura reading, brought up the tapping. She told me something or someone was trying to get my attention. She described the man in detail, tall, angry, and with some kind of military background. But she reassured me he wouldn't hurt me, even though his energy felt volatile. I decided to try meditation, hoping to connect with him or at least understand why he was attached to me. It was one of the most terrifying experiences of my life. As I sat there, eyes closed, I felt him enter the room. It wasn't just a presence. It was like the air itself shifted, becoming dense and suffocating. Then I saw him more clearly than ever before. His face was sharp, stern, and filled with rage, but not directed at me. It felt like he was angry at the world, at something I couldn't see or understand. That session left me shaken. I knew then that he didn't want me to dig too deeply. It felt like he was guarding something, though whether it was me or himself, I couldn't tell. Over time, I started piecing things together. I wondered if he could be connected to my family, a relative I'd never met, or someone tied to the places I'd lived. But no matter how much I searched, I found nothing. His presence didn't seem tied to any one location, which made it all the more confusing. The last time I felt him as strongly as I once did was a night I'll never forget. I was sitting in bed, the room eerily quiet. I felt him there, more present than ever. For the first time I spoke to him, I asked, "What do you want?" The air grew thick, and I swear I heard the faintest whisper, though I couldn't make out the words. Then, just as quickly as he came, he was gone. Since that night, his presence has been muted. He's still there, but quieter, like he's watching from a distance. I still don't know why he's attached to me, what he wants, or if he'll ever leave. Tony, I'm sharing this with you because I need answers. Is there a way to find out who he is? Does he want something from me, or is he simply stuck? And most importantly, is there a way to help him move on? I just want to understand, if not for him, then for myself. Sincerely, Ella. This story raises questions that many of us aren't prepared to answer, but it forces us to confront the unknown. What would it feel like to live your entire life with a shadow lingering just beyond your reach? Always present, always watching, yet never fully revealing its purpose. For Ella, this isn't a hypothetical question. It's her reality. There are many ways to interpret her experience. From a psychological perspective, we might consider the possibility of trauma manifesting as a constant, imagined presence. The human mind is powerful, capable of creating vivid sensations when grappling with deep-seated fears or unresolved emotions. Ella's life has been marked by instability. Moving from home to home, dealing with family separation, and facing emotional upheaval. Could this spirit be a projection of her subconscious, an anchor for the chaos she's endured? And yet there's something about the consistency of her story, the shared experiences of others who felt the same presence, that makes us question whether this is something more. Paranormal enthusiasts might suggest that the man is a spirit trapped by unresolved pain, perhaps a soldier whose life was cut short, now bound to Ella, for reasons we can only guess. The military background described by the aura reader is intriguing, hinting at a possible connection to Ella's family history or the places she's lived. But why Ella? Why has this presence attached itself so strongly to her? Is it protection, unfinished business, or something darker? The answers remain elusive, as they often do in stories like these. What's perhaps most unsettling is the way the spirit's behavior shifted over time, from passive observation to active interaction. It almost feels like a relationship, one that evolved alongside Ella's life. And while it seems less aggressive now, the question remains, what does it want? We may never know, but stories like Ella's remind us that the line between the physical and the spiritual isn't always as clear as we'd like to think. Whether this presence is a psychological construct or a true ghostly entity, it has left an indelible mark on Ella's life, and maybe, just maybe, sharing her story will bring her one step closer to finding peace. For both herself and the man who refuses to leave her side. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and as always, keep your eyes open for the unexplained.
Want more real ghost stories from real people? Then press subscribe now. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.